Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Julie Copens, in the KTOO studio with producer Scott Burton. And joining us now are CBJ building inspector Jeff Hedges. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Julie.
And you got some friends here representing the City and Borough of Juneau's Community Development Department. Now, I understand this department is all about sustainable and responsible development that respects and preserves the history and culture of Juneau. Permitting, planning, building codes, they're on it. And we all benefit. So thank you, Jeff, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So you're here to talk about a unique CBJ community development program called House Build. Do you, and you've got a couple students here, I understand, have just achieved an important milestone. Guys, you want to introduce yourselves? They're pointing to each other. Let's start over here.
My name is Festus. I'm a senior this year, and
welcome to the program, Festus. And you are now a newly certified code something.
Residential coding. I'm certified in looking at it and making sure it's up to code.
Gotcha. Excellent. And you are here with?
I'm Jace King, and I'm also a senior.
Okay, Jace, good to see you. Okay, so this also happens to be Public Service Recognition Week. So, Jeff, maybe you can start by telling us the kind of public service you do here in town and how the House Build program kind of feeds into that.
Well, it actually is not directly connected to community development per se. We, with community development, like you say, we have the vision of fostering excellence in the built community here in Juneau that will make it, for us and the following generations. So we're not just doing things for us; we're doing it for the next generation.
Right.
So with that in mind, I go out on job sites daily. That's my job, is I go see how things are being built. And so I came across the House Build at JDHS. And there was a system through the International Code Council, which they're the group that creates all these codes that we live by. And they have a program for the high school kids that gets them this certification, this building code, residential building code specialist. And so I spoke to Andy Bullock, the instructor, and he was all about, that's great. Let's get this code book into the kids' hands and teach them the rules of the game for building around Juneau. And so we got that going. So they've been studying the code book for the year. They started in September and have been working on building the houses out at Jackie Street. And just last week they took the test and they all passed. And so we are going to have a ceremony for them next week and give them their certification and a few other little gifts of appreciation.
That's great. And, while you guys are here, I hope you brought your tools because we are actually upgrading our studios. So you listeners may be hearing a little noise. So we're going to get these guys to work on some repairs real quick here. But while we have you here in the studio, tell us, so you guys were probably, tell me, like when you were kids, were you the ones with the hammer, like building with Legos? Like how did you get into building and just sort of how did you grow into this as a possible career? Yeah, go ahead, Jace.
So growing up, I don't know, with my dad all the time, we'd build lots of barns and repairing all the things around the house. And we took out and remodeled several things in our houses over years. And I thought it'd be a fun class to take and learn how to build more efficiently and learn how to do all the things.
Right. Now, so does studying the codes make it any less fun? Like you have to, okay, we got to follow this. It's got to be this long or this like, or does it make it more interesting maybe? I don't know.
Well, it's code book. It's a big, thick book, and it takes some time to go through. Yeah. But it didn't make it too much. It's not that dull. Like, it's cool learning how learning all the code that's around what we live in all the time and what we're using.
Mm. Okay. Festus, maybe can you share a challenge that you've run into on one of the house build a problem that you were like, how are we going to fix this or how are we going to make this work and kind of how you overcame it?
For me, it's always been like communication. I'm kind of hard with talking to other people, but through the house build class, I've been able to work on my team leader skills.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing it's helped me with. Also learning how to just residential framing too. I know nothing about that, but it's kind of helping me get like a head start on the future that I want
right.
and the future that I'm driving for. So.
Right. Well, and it seems like with framing, so you're having to think kind of strategically, and that if the framing's not right, everything else is going to be off.
Right.
So
yeah.
build that foundation, literally, and get that right. And then with the communication, you're doing such an awesome job talking on the radio. You're a natural. I don't know. So
thank you.
All that work must have paid off. So, Jeff, do you want to say anything about these young men and how they've progressed?
Oh, I think it's a phenomenal program, the House Build. It's something that was around even when I was in high school. But the thing is it doesn't get mentioned enough. I went through JDHS,
sure.
Had no idea the House Build program was around. And so that's what – also another thing that got me involved was that, you know, these guys were doing such great things. Juno does a wonderful job of promoting our youth, you know, through the sports, through the arts, all these things. But sometimes, you know, it felt to me like this was getting left behind. You know, these guys took a week in March and went and built three houses for Habitat for Humanity.
Awesome.
You know, and that's just fantastic. And Festus is joining the first year apprentice program for the Carpenters Union. I mean,
right.
He's coming, you know, straight out. If he was a basketball, you know, if he would signed a letter of intent, we would have had – you know,
a huge celebration. Local boy makes good.
And I think this is just
yeah.
as phenomenal.
Absolutely.
So I, you know, really wanted to try and put a spotlight on these kids who are doing such great things in our community.
All right. Well, we are doing it today. Let's have a round of applause for these guys. Awesome work. You are building our community literally and figuratively, making us stronger. So I wish you the very best. Thanks, Jeff, for bringing these guys on and talking about the program. Keep up the great work.
Cool. Thank you. Right. Thanks a lot, Julie.
Brother's got a date to keep you cottoning around.